Proverbs 5, 3 and 4 says, "For the lips of a strange woman drop as honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. But her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword." You know, I've actually been told by some men and women through the years that they highlight the particular proverbs that they felt pertained to them, and they skipped sections like this, as though they felt they were above such warning. And sadly, I think some of those people are the big targets for this kind of thing, for that very fact that they think that they're above it. You know, there are three types of people who need to be reminded of this on a regular basis. Number one, any red-blooded male with natural sexual attraction for the opposite sex. And number two, any female who doesn't want to turn out like the strange woman in our text. But number three, any Christian who wants to be a biblical influence on other men and women should take heed and learn this lesson. "For the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil." You know, before I was saved, I was around the age of 15, and I knew this young, attractive couple, and I kind of envied the man. I thought, you know, when I get older, I want to marry a beautiful Christian woman just like he had. And they seemed to have a fairy tale type of life together. And some time went by, and I suddenly saw this same young man, but with a different woman. And she was really not attractive at all. And I don't mean just in the sense of pretty, but her whole presence, everything about her. She looked much older than she really was because of the rough life she'd lived. She was just looked dirty. She was foul-mouthed and just looked like someone who needed Jesus and needed a complete overhaul, makeover, I think they call it. So I asked a mutual friend, and I found out that this guy had been taken in by this woman and threw it all away. Lost his marriage. Later, he lost his job and everything. His lifestyle became like that of the strange woman who had sweet-talked him into what we today people call an affair. He committed adultery. And I never forgot that whole scene. Sadly, I've witnessed it over and over in 3 decades since that time. And I just think, why would any man do such a thing? Well, the lips of a strange woman drop as an honeycomb, and her mouth is smoother than oil. A smooth talker. His guard was down. His relationship with the Lord was basically non-existent. He was a professing Christian and a member of an evangelical church, by the way. So why would any woman want to be a homewrecker? You know, that type of woman is miserable. But she sees what others have, and she thinks, well, if I could just have him, then I can have that kind of life. But you know, it never works out that way. So let's just close out our thoughts with 3 main points, and that is, number one, men, just don't go there. If you're a married man, as soon as you sense that a female is trying to butter you up, just put distance between you and her. Just do it. Walk away. And if you have to be around her, maybe you work with her or something, talk about your relationship with Jesus Christ, your relationship with your wife and kids, if you have any. Talk about it openly and often so they'll get the hint. And single men, if you sense the advances of a strange woman and you want, you know, a decent, appropriate interest from a Christian young lady, then you do the same thing. Put distance. Walk away. And don't be the type of man that the strange woman is, buttering up women to ruin them. And women, don't be the strange woman. Don't be that type that would be a homewrecker. Don't let that kind of attitude become your attitude. Be a woman that pleases God. And don't abuse whatever attractiveness you have and everything. And all of us believers should not be afraid to speak up if we see a fellow brother and sister falling into this trap. Her end is bitter as wormwood, sharp as a two-edged sword.